Hello.
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. May I speak with Stephen?
Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. How are you doing, sir? Okay. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not sending anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. Do you have some time to help us out with the survey, sir?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate it. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Okay. Thank you, sir. On the last job you worked on, were you an improver, a finisher, a journey level mechanic, or a foreman?
Journeyman and a foreman.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Okay. Approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months, if any?
I've been retired for 10 years.
Oh, okay, I see. And and yes or no, did you find it necessary to work for any non-union contractors?
No.
On your last year? No? Okay. And yes or no, since you've been retired, let's talk about the last year that you worked. So in that year, did you ever seriously consider dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Okay, thank you, sir. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I don't know, because this... As you know, I live in Arizona, and it's a right-to-work state, so it's all non-union.
Oh, I see. Okay. Think there, or yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
Like I said, it's a right-to-work state, so I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yeah.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Probably more.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, it will get worse, or will it stay about the same?
And what's that in regards to?
Your family's economic situation.
About the same.
Okay, thank you, sir. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, when you used to work, which of the following health or safety hazards were you most concerned about on the job site? So I'm gonna go through the list, and then you tell me which one, okay? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, the heat, the cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or no real safety concerns.
we really didn't have any safety concerns. So
okay.
I'm going, yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. And for each of the following activities, please tell me if you have participated in that activity in the past 12 months. So the first one is political canvassing. Yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
And union organizing?
No.
Okay, thank you. In the last 12 months, how often, or maybe in the last year that you worked, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you were working on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Regularly.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. All right? And so we have different sources here. We have printed or online newspapers, the internet or social media, the radio, cable news, local TV news programming, and friends and family.
Friends and family.
Okay, give me a second over here. Would you put the radio towards the end or in the middle of all those?
Well, all I listen to on the radio is music, so there's no nothing but music. So.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, immigration, education, healthcare, support for labor unions, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, or something else?
Immigration.
Okay. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, or somewhat important, or very important, that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Okay, thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? So you have four options. You have both parties, either one, or you can say both or neither.
I will say neither.
Okay. Thank you, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute?
The auto workers.
Okay, thank you, sir. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall.
I think he's a joke.
So you would strongly disapprove, right? Okay. And with the economy?
Yeah.
His job with the economy?
Everything.
Oh, with everything? Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. And are you a registered voter, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November of 2024? Almost certain, probably, or 50-50?
Almost certain.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for?
I'd rather not answer that.
Okay. And if yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
I get that all the time.
And do you find it useful, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
My local, excellent.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. And this is an open-ended question, and we would like your opinion. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I really don't know. I've been out of the game 10 years.
Okay. So you don't know, okay. Next one. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Increasing its membership.
Okay. Increase their membership. You mean getting more people in there?
Right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? A regular mail, emails, union meetings, job sites, texts?
I get email and texts.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to you? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Probably monthly.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
I'm not answering that one either.
Okay, that's fine. And do you think of yourself as closer as a you're not going to answer that, right? And let me see. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
What is my what?
Your race.
My race?
Yes.
I'm a white man.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, sir? Can you just say your first name?
You asked me my name when you called me.
Yeah, I know. but it's just for verification purposes that we ask you to say, that you should say your name.
Partner, nothing personal, but this conversation is over. You have a good rest of your day.
You too, sir. Good night.
Thank you.